informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dom and Marilyn with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Tourism and Sports Minister Michael Healy says that planning for thousands of new hotel rooms in Queensland has begun for the 2032 Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. A state government report is currently in progress, determining the required number of rooms, their locations, and the timeline for completion. It is expected to provide recommendations in early 2025. In April 2023, Brisbane had 21,000 hotel rooms with an additional 3,000 rooms in the midst of construction. In other local news, construction is beginning on 10 new social homes in Hervey Bay as part of the Homes for Queenslanders plan delivered by the Miles government. The project will feature 10 one-bedroom units designed to accommodate single individuals and couples, including seniors, young adults, and individuals with disabilities. Murphy Builders Queensland has undertaken the project and construction is forecast to be completed in early 2025, weather conditions permitting. These 10 homes are among 53,500 social homes to be delivered by the end of 2046. In national news, Julian Assange's extradition appeal ruling is to be issued today. The decision will be made by the High Court of England and Wales, determining if he will be extradited to the US, released from jail, or stuck with more legal battles, according to Assange's legal team. In the US, he faces charges of espionage and a potential 175-year prison sentence, where he will go on trial for publishing classified material revealing American war crimes. This comes amidst debates on freedom of speech within the US after mass arrests were made at anti-war protests.
In other national news, an Australian man, Joe McDowell, is now in stable condition in hospital after being injured in a shooting in central Afghanistan on Friday night. Gunmen opened fire in Bamyan City, 180 kilometers west of Kabul, killing 6 people, including 3 tourists, and injuring 5 others. Emergency, a humanitarian aid organization, reported that the 5 injured in the attack were transported to its surgical center for victims of war in Kabul during the early hours of Saturday. The Department of Foreign Affairs stated on Saturday that it was providing consular support to an Australian but did not make further comments. In international news, victims treated with contaminated blood in the 1970s and 80s will receive compensation from the British government. 30,000 people were estimated to be infected, with 3,000 deaths as a result, and many more possibly unidentified. According to the Sunday Times, an independent inquiry report will be published on Monday, and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will be slated to give an official apology. It says the government will announce the $12.7 billion compensation package as soon as Tuesday. However, details on the cost of funding arrangements could not be confirmed by Reuters. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with wind gusts of up to 21 km per hour. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.